In Ohio, a scandal is shaking up the state government. Pressure is on for the attorney general to resign or be impeached. 7 of Ohio's top Democrats, including the governor, have called on Mark Dan to step down. An investigation has shown the AG's office was mismanaged in ways that contributed to sexual harassment, excessive drinking, and a hostile work environment. And the attorney general has admitted he had an affair with one of his subordinates. But as Ohio Public Radio's Joe Ingles reports, the AG says he won't quit.
Ohio Attorney General Mark Dan is not your typical politician. He's viewed as a maverick who speaks his mind. When he was in the state Senate, it was Dan who attacked then-Republican Governor Bob Taft over Taft's ethics violation in connection with an illegal $400 million investment.
We knew about it a year ago, and the governor didn't know. Either he's incompetent or a liar.
Now many people think the same is true of Dan. Newspaper editorial boards across Ohio have demanded his resignation. A state investigation shows Dan put friends in high posts in the office, and he once shared a condo with his friends where they partied heavily and spent time with female coworkers. Now federal and state authorities are investigating a list of possible illegal activities. Dan admits he has made mistakes.
At a difficult time in my marriage, I got involved in a romantic relationship with a member of my staff. That conduct was intrinsically wrong. My errors in judgment have sadly allowed the creation of a sideshow that has played out in the news. This sideshow has distracted attention from the good work being done by the Attorney General's office.
Still, while 3 of Dan's top employees have been fired, he remains on the job, but his days might be numbered. Key Democrats throughout the state, including Governor Ted Strickland, have called for Dan to resign.
He cannot appropriately continue to fulfill the duties of that office. So I would hope that he would recognize that and choose to resign. If he does not, I can assure you that there will be steps taken to bring about an impeachment inquiry.
State lawmakers from both parties have already begun the impeachment process, the first time it's happened in Ohio in more than 100 years. The state Democratic Party promises to kick Dan out if he doesn't resign before the weekend. Political scientist John Green from the University of Akron says it's appropriate Democrats want Dan out of office now.
Partly because they sincerely believe it's inappropriate behavior, but partly because it could have political fallout in the close presidential election. There are state legislative elections this fall, but also looking forward to 2010 when we have state elections here.
Despite the efforts to remove him, State Attorney General Mark Dan remains on the job. He says he's done nothing that would make him resign. For NPR News, I'm Joe Ingles in Columbus, Ohio.